Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello once again from the North Pole News Desk. I'm Elf Frank Murr of North Pole Radio News. We're now well under 4 hours until Santa's launch, and every region of the world is reporting great anticipation for Santa's flight. In Sector 1, covering Australia, New Zealand, and all the island nations of the sea in the South Pacific, the hours are starting to get late in the day and early evening of Christmas Eve. Here now with an update from our regional tracking center for Sector 1 in Japan is Elf Supervisor Randy Hume. Randy, what can you tell us about what's going on there at this hour?
Frank, it's definitely become much busier. We've seen a 40% jump in tracker reports in the last 2 hours alone. Sector 1 is alive with tracker activity, and Santa isn't even in the air yet.
What kind of information can trackers be sending you right now that is useful for Santa?
We're getting a lot of weather reports, Frank, which is very useful. We have winter weather conditions on the Siberian coast to the north with lots of snow and wind. We have high seas and gale force winds in the Tasman Sea, and we have scorching temperatures and high humidity in the Central Pacific. These eyewitness reports are vital for Santa's flight. We use them all, Frank.
I've always been curious about the ships at sea, Randy. We receive a few live radio reports every year from sea captains and people aboard vessels of all kinds. How does Santa find these ships and deliver to so many people out at sea?
Santa doesn't want to forget anyone. That's why we recruit tracker elves. Most sectors don't have large oceans like we do with the Pacific to keep track of, so we work with governments, shipping companies, fishing groups, navies, and other parties to try and get at least one tracker elf on every ship at sea at Christmas. It's a huge effort, and it serves as a double purpose. They not only track Santa and send in localized information for wherever they are, but they also tell Santa where they are. It makes it much easier for Santa to find them.
Fascinating report, Randy. Please keep in touch as Santa heads your way first. From the North Pole Newsroom, where we can see the data flowing in from regional tracking centers around the world, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.